So we've all been wading through this SIU report into PPE corruption, all 700 pages of it. All the journalists are trying to read it. Every couple of weeks in this country, a 700 or 800 page report drops that we have to read. So we're very busy between the Zondo Commission report and the latest one out of the SIU. The president yesterday publicly releasing that final report into government's procurement of goods, works and services associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. And some of the numbers coming out there really are startling. Gauteng seems to be the biggest offender with more than 6 billion rand worth of contracts under investigation. The SIU report found that 93% of those contracts were irregular in Gauteng. So how do we learn from this experience? How do we make sure that those responsible are held accountable? And how do we prevent this happening again? Willy Hofmeyr is the former head of the Asset Forfeiture Unit at the NPA. Willy, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate you joining us here. I mean, it really paints a very concerning picture about what was going on during the COVID pandemic, how procurement policies and processes just weren't followed. Of course, everybody wants to see prosecutions happening now, but we also have to learn from this. How do we prevent this corruption happening again?
I do think that it's important for us to really look at ways of preventing corruption much more effectively than we are doing at the moment. And I've got a couple of suggestions that I'm agitating for at the moment.
Well, tell us about some of those, Willy.
Well, I think the first issue is that corruption cannot take place without the senior people in the procurement process being part of it. My own sense is that very often those people are clean, but they get put under tremendous pressure by politicians to do the wrong thing. So my suggestion is twofold. The one is that we do obviously need a much more credible whistleblower mechanism than what we have at the moment, because at the moment, what the whistleblower mechanism entails is that you must report the wrongdoing to your boss. That doesn't really do spell good for your future career prospect. So my suggestion is, when I was head of the SIU, we introduced a very tough internal integrity testing process. And that sort of entailed asking about 30 questions to people under oath and in front of a little machine called a voice stress analysis machine, which gives you an indication about whether the person is telling the truth or not. And I think that's one of the reasons why the SIU has survived relatively unscathed through the state capture period. So I think if one brings this kind of system in, not just in the procurement part, but also the top few layers of law enforcement, we also know very bad people were appointed. And at the moment, nobody's quite sure who's good and who isn't good in those appointments. So I think if one can use this process, which is a very well tried and tested process, it will give us a very good idea of who the bad people are in government. Even if we can't fire them all immediately, at least they can be moved sideways into less important positions.
Willy, it does seem to some extent that the SIU is being effective in many ways where there are failures in other agencies of the state that were very badly eviscerated during the state capture campaign and project. So we are seeing progress here with SIU investigations that are getting done. Of course, people want to see prosecutions. Do you anticipate that we will be seeing prosecutions here? Because that, of course, is one of the greatest deterrents against corruption.
Indeed, and I think I agree wholeheartedly with the sentiments. And, you know, I think people get upset, particularly when the SIU uncovers these things that have gone wrong, and then there is no effective action by law enforcement. So I do think that it's very important that we look at that carefully. I must say, I'm a fan of the proposal that was made at the ANC conference, which is to set up an anti-corruption agency. And I think why that is important is that very often, both with the police, the Hawks, the NPA, it's the gruesome murders and rapes and those sort of things that get the priority attention, because those actually are the things that the public are most concerned about. And so I think that if one can set up this anti-corruption agency with the people who are currently doing the corruption investigations and make sure that they have integrity, I think we can start making a real difference in how much corruption there is in our country.
Absolutely, Billy. Thank you so much. I couldn't agree with you more. We've heard from the ANC that they do want this anti-corruption agency. The new Scorpions, it was touted, and then it's all gone quiet. Zondo also recommending an anti-corruption agency as well. That's Billy Hofmeyer, the former head of the Asset Forfeiture Unit, also the former head of the SIU as well, with his insights and his experience explaining how do we prevent this kind of corruption happening again? What are some of the deterrents? As he said, we need to make sure that whistleblowers are better protected. You know, you've heard me speak about that so much. But also in terms of prosecutions, everybody wants to see those named in the SIU report prosecuted and convicted as well.